Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow with your host, Tae-John. Here, we'll be going over a slew of genres, including music, movies, pop culture, games, and more. If you're interested in following us, go ahead and press that plus button, and we'll be getting into it. Thank you for subscribing to The Red and Yellow. I wanted to include this into the audio version only. So there seems to be some audio quality issues dealing with the live stream that we put up. So at certain times, there may be a crunching of the audio at certain points in time. So just apologies, but hopefully you can enjoy the episode still. And we'll go right into it. What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow. So NFTs, what the heck are they? What are they doing? And why are people suddenly into them? So that's the stuff we'll be going over today in this episode. Now, let's see. Logan Paul sells $5 million worth of NFTs ahead of Pokemon box outbreak. Now, Logan Paul has been like a hot topic for a long time. But the fact that he used crypto recently to sell the $5 million trick. On the audio version, you can't see it, but on this, it's kind of like a childish drawing, I would say, of Logan Paul holding Pokemon cards. So within this two filter article, we're going to go ahead and read this. In what marks a fresh foray, the digital creator business endeavors, Logan Paul is diving headfirst into the cryptocurrency space with the launch of his very own non-fungible tokens. What are non-fungible tokens? Non-fungible tokens are basically items of ownership. It just is basically saying you own this digital piece of work for good, and nobody else can replicate that token, and you can pass it around. It's basically like getting a certificate of authenticity from Nike if you bought some shoes or if you bought a piece of art. The certificate of authenticity says this is real. Now, instead of giving that person the item per se, you can give them the certificate of authenticity and say that they own the piece through that sheet. And that's basically what you're selling, because that sheet can't be replicated. I'm just speaking metaphorically. Of course, it can be copied. But that's the purpose of the digital asset, the digital token. It can't be replicated. The item and the item which it is representing can't be replicated. Now, NFTs are digital assets that function as collectibles. So if you have a digital wallet, you'll see there's a lot of gifts, there's a lot of you got Singularity, 46, now, going back to Logan Paul, the only reason this is big is because who it is and also what is already exploding. NFTs has been a big thing. Unlike cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, however, no NFTs are the same, meaning they can't be directly exchanged with one another, nor they can be divided. See, the thing with Bitcoin is... it is like each Bitcoin is not special. Each Bitcoin is worth the same as another Bitcoin. Each Bitcoin holds the same worth as another Bitcoin. Now, a token can hold a different worth. It can tell you who owns it. It can tell you how much this token represents for that certain asset. And it's just a little bit more in-depth for what it is rather than what this is. While NFTs... further on along this two filter article, while NFTs can be anything, domain names, virtual gaming items, and even tweets, and that's what is mainly being used. So if you're into the DeFi space and basically decentralized finance and decentralized commerce and stuff like that, you can buy digital items. You can buy digital items that will allow you to basically take ownership of a certain thing. So like I said, instead of using Google domains or GoDaddy to buy a domain name, you can go ahead and buy a domain name off of the Ethereum blockchain. What is the Ethereum blockchain? Ethereum is another token or coin. I mean, it's another blockchain coin that people can use. It's a contract-based coin that allows you to basically do all of these functions on top of it. Bitcoin is a little bit slower. It can do limited functions, but because Ethereum came along, you can do tokenizations of this coin, basically. Furthermore, this says, while NFTs can be anything, domain names, virtual gaming items, and even tweets. Think about that. There's some social medias that started up as like a concept of how that will work. I don't know if they're all the way good because who wants their bad tweet from 12 years ago to be saved forever in the blockchain? I mean, that's kind of it's kind of bad. But either way, the most popular NFT category is digital art, including images, audios, video clips, and the like. Now, this is something different. So here you can see put their art up there. Are actually selling digital assets. So they're selling 3D prints. I don't know if this is the right one, dealing with the rare side, but some people are selling digital assets. Like they're selling a token that says you own this 3D model of maybe Iron Man or 3D model of Goddess Sheba or something like that. That basically your own, you get to own this token, which represents something else. And once you buy it, it unlocks and that becomes yours for good. So, more than just buying a digital picture, you can also buy MP3s, you can buy videos and stuff like that. For TikTok, I'm thinking about selling that TikTok on, we'll see what people do. But that's just something. I do have something up here already, but I'm gonna go over that after this article. Paul partnered to create and distribute tokens with a company called Bondly, a peer-to-peer exchange that enables trading across any chain and through any medium. The NFTs are built on Ethereum network. Like I said, Ethereum is the blockchain, and everything else, Bondly, the assets, the ownership, the tokens, all of that is built on top of Ethereum. So essentially, Ethereum blockchains, they're the foundation of a house. And then you start putting the wood bricks and anything else of the like, roof, a door, all of that. You start building a house on top. And that's what all of these different services are able to do with this contract coin, Ethereum. So the set of 3,000 NFTs dropped on February 19th, which each selling them for one ETH, which was $1,000, which is 1,000, 1,700 on that day when it was first selling. The ETH valued at roughly $2,000 at the time, because if you remember, I don't know if everybody remembers, but during the time, Ethereum climbed up pretty high. Ethereum was sitting at possibly close to 1900 in the last couple days, so it was trading pretty high. It was almost euphoric, which is bad for the market. Because then it has to overcorrect and then is going to go steadily back up to where it was, whether that takes days, months, weeks, etc. Now, Paul sold his NFTs for $1 million after 30 minutes of dropping them. Noted venture capitalist and entrepreneur Tiffy Zong, and I think I said that right. And yesterday's sales climbed up to 5 million with a total of 2,586 NFT sold and 414 left to purchase before Bondly burned them up. Burned up their remaining supply. So, I mean, good for Logan Paul on selling that, but some other people have chimed in. Mark Cuban has chimed in. The likes of Gary Vee have chimed in on NFTs. I think I spelled his name right. Just put Vander Chuck. So, with Gary Vee, he was saying that NFTs feel very special to him. Like they feel authentic. Like they feel real. You know, it's like, it's basically like a digital asset that can be a way for young artists to gain value in their work. So even if it's something that was painted or something that represents something real. For example, I have some paintings from my past art class that if I was to put that on Rarible and say you own this piece of art, this physical piece of art through Rarible, and they bought it for 0.3 ETH, which is a couple $100, my artwork is now worth something. Even if I'm not a famous 5-year artist, painter, then I am still gaining value. So it's very good for the industry. It interrupts the industry that we're in right now, dealing with like art critics and stuff like that. This is going to upset a lot of things, the norms especially. So I actually didn't know. The Nyan Cat art sells for the equivalent of $605,000. That's crazy. But about Rarible, let's go ahead and go back to Rarible. Rarible, a platform that allows you to sell your NFTs, put it on the blockchain, and sell it for a certain amount of money. People will bid on this art. People will buy this art, and it will be worth something. And then they can trade it again and again and again. Now, when you put your art up here, you're going to go through the creation process. It's going to ask you if you want to do single or multiple. If you do single, then it's one item, one piece of art. If you do multiple, think of a card deck and you're selling Yu-Gi-Oh cards, or you're selling Pokemon cards, or you're selling, what are those, the dolls. But let's just say you're selling doll items that are rare and exclusive. That's what these are for, multiple. So let's just say one of them is worth $10,000 to you. You sell one of them under the multiple. You sell one of them for $10,000. You sell another version of that same one for $500, another one of that same one for $200, but there's a limited amount of each. You know, so the $200 one, there's 10 of them worth $200. There's three of them worth $500, and there's one that's worth $1,000. So that's basically scarcity and the like. So what people are doing is somewhat investing, because it's not really investing. When you buy something and sell it again, that's like second market stuff. You go to eBay, you can buy some things and sell it again. So I wouldn't see this running into any problems dealing with securities and such, dealing with Rarible itself, because it's not doing a security. Now, if you pick single and you're selling a piece of art, let's just say you put up, let's use my picture for example. So on my account, I put up one piece of art. A lot of people aren't going to tell you it does cost money. It does cost money. Listen closely. It does cost money to put it on the blockchain. So I can tell you in a second. So dealing with Malcolm in Color, I put this up here, and it cost $60 worth of Ethereum to put it up here. What people won't tell you is that it costs a lot of money to go ahead and put it up here. And a lot, you know, is perspective. $60 to put up a piece of art is, you know, high for a platform that you're hoping to get a lot of money from, you know. But you pay what is due, pay the $60 worth of ETH, and then it gets put up onto this platform. Now, right here, if you notice, it says 10% of sales will go to the creator. So let's just say this sells for $100. I get probably like $97, because when you sell it, you know, Rarible takes a piece of the cut and it gets sold. But now let's say it gains value and then it's sold again for $300. So when it's sold again for $300, you gain 10% of those sales, which is probably around $30, you know, just calculating really quick. So if you gain $30 off of that sale, that's pretty good. You're making money residuals as an artist. I think that's pretty great, because most of the time when you sell art, let's just say Banksy, for example, Banksy sells an art piece. Or he doesn't sell an art piece. He puts it out there. Somebody's, you know, takes it off of the wall or whatever he graffitied. But that art piece sells initially for $5 million. That person who sold it, he gets $5 million, and Banksy gets nothing. Now let's say Banksy puts his art on Rarible. That piece sells for $5 million. He gets his 10%, which is like $500,000 or $50,000, and that goes to him. Now, whenever that's sold again and it's sold again and it's sold again, Banksy would go ahead and get more and more money from that. You understand? So it's like as the price of it goes up, whether the price of his artwork goes up or goes down, and people buy and sell it and trade it, he will get that money. So even if it goes down in value, it goes from 5 million to 2 million. Once it sells again, he will still get 10% of the sale, which is something that is very different and I personally love a lot when it comes to NFTs. So just to recap, when you put something on Rarible, it costs around $60 worth of ETH, depending on how much you put up here. If you're doing the multiples and all that, it might cost more. It might cost less. It just depends on the price of Ethereum and how much the network is being used at the time for gas fees and such. So to put my art piece up here, it costs about $60 worth of ETH. And then when I sell it or when it gets sold, I will earn 10% of the sales afterwards, the secondary sales afterwards. And I think that's pretty good. So Rarible has a lot of uses right now for creators. It shouldn't just be used for artists, like visual artists. It can be used by people who make music. For example, let's just say you blue packs or make a song, like, or it's a special sound that nobody else owns, then you can put that up here, and then producers and music artists can go ahead and put their buy your music and get 10% of the residuals after that. They might change copyright because there's a lot of laws dealing with copyright. So I don't know how this will affect the music industry in any capacity. So this one's a little that's a little beyond me when it comes to music and NFTs. But dealing with art, great escape. Dealing with 3D prints and 3D arts and 2D digital arts and cards and videos and such. Very great. But that's about it for this episode, guys. So thanks for listening to the stream. Thanks for listening to the podcast episode. We hope to see you again. Make sure you follow Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, and wherever else that we are. Because if you type it in on Google, you'll find us everywhere. If you type it in your search bar, bet you we'll be there. So follow Courage Media wherever you can. Follow at the dedicated artist. That is my at, and we will see you soon. So thanks again for joining us in the red and yellow.
Thanks for subscribing to The Red and Yellow with your host, Tejan. Make sure to expect for more and come back with that same expectation. We hope to see you soon in our next video. Thanks again for watching The Red and Yellow.